Facebook's privacy policies have changed a lot over the last decade. As the company has grown up, it's given users more and more options to control what information they chose to share. And this week, Facebook rolled out another tweak. It's offering more control over what information is shared with third-party apps. It includes an option to sign into those apps anonymously. But as NPR's Steve Henn reports, the effect of all this consumer control may be a bit counterintuitive.
It should come as no surprise to anyone at this point that many of Facebook's billion-plus users are sometimes a little bit anxious about how their information is being used. Even Facebook's co-founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg has gotten that message.
And over the years, one of the things we've heard just over and over again is that people want more control over how they share their information, especially with apps. And they want more say and control over how apps use their data.
And this week at Facebook's developers conference, he told the world he was listening.
And, you know, we take this really seriously.
Facebook is more than a website. It's become the connective tissue that holds the social web together. One of the main ways this happens is when developers allow you to sign into their websites or apps using your Facebook account. In this way, they get Facebook data like pictures or a list of your friends, which can help them power their apps. And you get a really easy, seamless way to sign up. But sometimes this process creeps people out.
And the reality is, if you're using an app that you don't completely trust, or that you're worried might spam your friends,
you're less likely to sign on. And that's because you don't have much control over how your data is going to be used. You play by the developer's rules or don't play at all. But over the coming year, that's going to change. Soon, when you sign on,
you're going to be able to easily change line by line what you share with this app.
Facebook is also slowly rolling out a way to sign into its apps anonymously. Sounds great, right? But Alessandro Acquisti at Carnegie Mellon University says there are lots of interesting cultural implications here. He says in some ways, you can think of Facebook as offering the illusion of privacy. He tends to think of Facebook as
the silent listeners. In a way, Facebook was acting as a somewhat silent listeners who overhears your conversations with your friends.
And Facebook will be there, watching and listening to what apps you use as well, even if you've signed on anonymously. So, say someone logs into a dating app anonymously, even though they're married. Facebook is going to know. And interestingly, Acquisti says in research he's found that giving users these kinds of controls makes them more likely to share more sensitive stuff. A couple years ago, he gave two groups of people a questionnaire that included some very sensitive questions, like, have you tried cocaine? He told both groups they didn't have to answer anything that made them uncomfortable. But one questionnaire was slightly different. At the top, it had a box that said, check here if we can use your answers in our research.
And what happened after we added the checkbox was that that particular group became almost twice more likely to actually not just check the box, but answer the more sensitive questions.
Whether people checked the box or not, just the fact it was there built trust. And as Facebook has learned, trust is key. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.